Do you believe in ghosts?
It's not uncommon for small children to have imaginary friends. However, the thin line between a child's vivid imagination and actually experiencing a haunting could be a troubling experience for any lone parent. Tonight's tale explores just that. As always, visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think tonight's tale is adapted from fact or a pure work of fiction. You're listening to Ghost Stories, and this is Grandpa.
I was in different foster homes since as early as I can remember. I was taken by social services at a young age and was regularly moved around as my mother had died and my father was sent to prison. To this day, I wonder if the two were connected, although, as I know, he was also killed while inside, I may never learn the truth. Although, to be honest, I'm not sure I'd want to know. I've been on my own for about as long as I can remember, so when I found out I was pregnant, I wasn't that sure I could manage, as the father jumped ship. I didn't think the care system needed another unwanted child, so here we are now, we're just getting by on our own. Still use a baby monitor to keep an ear out for him. It's just me looking after him and I'm trying to encourage him to stay in his own room at night. So this one morning, I can hear him giggling loudly and chatting away to himself in his bedroom. I looked at the clock and it was 4:45 in the morning. It's pretty unusual for him to be up at this time and I was tired and I wanted another hour's sleep. But I got up and I made my way across the landing and went to his room. And I said, "Jacob, it's not quite morning yet. Can you try and sleep a little longer?" He looked over to the other side of the room and said, "It's Grandpa." So I said, "No, Jake, it's time to sleep." I laid him down in his cot, tucked his blanket around him, and I went back to my room. But I struggled to sleep. I was thinking, where has Grandpa suddenly come from? Could he just be repeating something he's heard on TV? He had no reason to know any terminology for grandparents. He's never had any of his own, and he hadn't started nursery at that point, so he didn't have any friends who would talk about their families. Things became a little bit more unsettling after this. Jacob wasn't fazed, but I did my best to hide from him how I felt, because this could just be his imagination and I didn't want him to think he was upsetting Mummy. We had a few more mornings like this, being woken up by visits from this grandpa, and then about a week later I had a weird experience. We were getting settled for bed one evening. Jacob just had his bath and was choosing his bedtime story. I got up to close the curtains, but just as I pulled them shut, I saw the reflection of a man standing behind me. I quickly turned around, but there was no one there. I know I saw it, just for a split second, and I saw his face. Jacob was holding his book out to me though, so I gave nothing away, we just read the story together, and then nothing else happened, there was no more reflections, no uneasy feelings, it was nothing.
Ten signs your house is haunted. 1. Electronic interference. A light switch is on or off. Maybe your television changes channels by itself, or a strange interference occurs on your radio or telephone. 2. Disappearing objects. Ever lose something, such as your keys, wallet or TV remote, only for it to turn up again in a strange place? This may be the result of something called disappearing object phenomenon. A parallel universe, a slip through time. It could just be a case of you missing it the first time you looked, or it could be a mischievous spirit playing tricks. 3. Strange noises. Hauntings can manifest as faint whispers, a mysterious knock on the wall, or the sound of footsteps in a hallway. There have even been reports of guttural, animalistic sounds, in the case of demons and possessions. If you ever hear something like that, or the sound of something creepy running upstairs, maybe it's time to think about getting a new place. 4. Rogue shadows. Shadows come in many shapes and sizes. Dark specters, outlines, black masses, silhouettes in the shapes of people. Some are clearer than others. Some disappear at the blink of an eye. Whether they're demons or just ghosts, seeing something lurking in the shadows through the corner of your eye may be a sign that your house is haunted. 5. Abnormal child behavior. It's said that small children are particularly sensitive to paranormal activity. They sometimes react to things adults can't see. If your child is acting strangely, like talking to imaginary friends, or talking about dead relatives, there may be something more sinister going on. 6. Strange dreams and nightly terrors. Sleep paralysis can explain away a lot of various and terrifying sensations. Awakening to a presence in your room, hearing footsteps, and even feeling the weight of something pressing down upon your chest. Strange dreams and recurring night terrors are said to be a sign that something else may be going on. Maybe a spirit is trying to contact you from the other side. 7. Unexplainable feelings. Have you ever felt like you're being watched? Maybe it feels like there's someone in the room with you even though you know you're alone. There may be chills in the air or the feeling of being touched. If these sensations occur regularly, you could be living in a haunted house. 8. A history of darkness. It may be worth learning the history of your house, if for no other reason than to feed your curiosity. You may find that your home has a dark past, murder, suicide, strong emotional turmoil. All are said to increase the chances of a house being haunted. 9. Psychokinetic activity. Psychokinetic activity means things moving around without any visible reason. Cupboards opening, doors slamming, or pictures flying off mantels might be a sign that a ghost or poltergeist is making its presence known. 10. Ghostly apparitions. Finally, there's one surefire way to know your house is haunted. Occurrences may be rare, but the appearance of full-bodied apparitions, such as catching the reflection of a person in the mirror, could mean that you are experiencing a haunting.
So the morning visits turned into a pretty regular thing. Jake would wake up early and he'd play with this imaginary person he calls Grandpa. I tried asking a few times about this figure. I said, "Who are you playing with, Jake?" He'd say, "Just Grandpa." And I'd say, "What does Grandpa look like?" And he said, "A man," and then he laughed at me like it was this big funny joke. One evening I said, "It's bath time now, Jacob. Grandpa says playtime's over." But Jacob looked away from me, and then he turned back and he said very seriously, "No, he doesn't. He says you're lying." So one night I woke to the sound of Jake singing a nursery rhyme, and it was around 2 a.m. So as I'm walking through to his bedroom door, I say, "Jake, go back to sleep. It's late." But he was already fast asleep. So I went back to my room, and then an hour or so later I heard this singing again. But again I went in and he was asleep when I went in the room. And this really creeped me out, to be honest, so I decided to pick him up and bring him into my room to sleep for the rest of the night. I went back to my room and I could hear this really faint child's laugh on the baby monitor. So I just turned it off and I ignored it. But the weirdest thing that happened was a few mornings later. So as per usual, I hear Jacob babbling and singing to himself, and I lay in bed for a little while just trying to summon up the energy to get up, as it had been a pretty restless sleep the night before. As I was listening to him, he paused for a moment, and then I heard a man's voice, just a whisper.
"Let's get Mummy up, shall we?"
That's all for this week, but for show credits, be sure to visit ghost-stories.co.uk to vote for if you think Grandpa is based on fact or a pure work of fiction. And be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for Ghost Stories, the podcast. Now we'll leave you with a preview of our next episode, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I was getting pretty tired, so I decided to stop at a Holiday Inn hotel that I'd come across. lot of hotels have pools, so there's nothing strange about that. A number of years ago, a woman was found brutally murdered in that pool, and the water was contaminated with her blood. Many people think they see the pool filled with red water. He said he had never seen it, but sometimes a hotel likes to play tricks with your mind. I asked him if this meant the hotel was haunted, and he nodded his head to say yes.